Global markets are fainting in response to political chaos in Italy. Last weekend, two populist parties failed to form a coalition government when the Italian president rejected their choice of economic minister, fearing the economist would lead Italy out of the EU and out of use of the euro. So that instability is sowing doubt in financial markets. Yesterday, Italian bonds had their worst sell-off since the creation of the euro. Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure, is here. Robin, help us with this. Let's start with the politics. The Italian president, he's in a showdown with the leaders of the anti-establishment Five-Star Party and the far-right party known as the League. Both came to power after the election in March, now trying to form this government. But these parties, they didn't campaign on leaving the EU, right?
I mean, it's great fodder politically. Look how far populism has gone in the UK. I mean, you know Brexit. Well, now there's banter about Quitali, Italive, and basta.
And enough.
Italy is a member of, well, there's one more thing, the pigs, you know, including Greece and Spain. These are the sick children of Europe. And these weaker economies, they don't have the clout within the EU that Germany and France enjoy. And on top of that, Italy is so indebted and it's the third largest economy in the eurozone. But the other side of that is, you know, you can't devalue your way out of this rut. Your economic self-determination is limited. And so populism really resounds.
Well, so these two parties came up. But as I was saying, they didn't campaign on leaving the EU. But it sounds as if the president thinks they're trying to pull a sneaky move and put an economic minister in who would drive Italy to leave the EU.
I think people benefit from the moral hazard, kind of playing chicken with the prospect of leaving, because it would be so devastating if the third biggest economy in the eurozone were to just, you know, try to leave, pull off a Brexit. It would be so much more messy than what, you know, the UK did. Europe's made the collective decision that it's far preferable to accommodate people like this, like Greece and the other sick children, than to risk letting them go all Lehman Brothers and exit, which is going to then send shocks into Paris, Berlin, the global financial system. So, you know, you've seen this, Robin. The crisis has rolled across Ireland, Spain, Greece for years now, and there are fundamental problems with the EU that if you're a politician in Italy, I mean, you can run miles around how these problems haven't been addressed.
Well, but the president has appointed an interim prime minister, a moderate, who's a former official at the International Monetary Fund, seeming to try to send the signal to the markets that, no, we're not leaving the EU or the euro. But markets are worried, as we just said. I mean, the U.S., market plunged as well. Is it far-fetched to think that Italy might?
You know, we get periodic reminders that it's hard to keep this dam standing. Brexit, we said before, was unthinkable, and governments that roll into power inveighing against austerity, they're just going to see more standing if Italy achieves prominence in its kind of anti-EU rhetoric. It has maybe the most to lose if you think about the size of its debt, but it could also be looked at as the most to hurt the rest of the world with. Italy's economy is 10 times the size of Greece's, and it's the second most indebted economy in the eurozone.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, is that why the Dow fell more than 500 points at one point yesterday?
Look, I mean, just that tension, the anxiety with the bond volatility, nobody wants a European financial crisis. If you think about how much our companies, Coca-Cola, GE, export to places like Italy, to France, to Spain, how much foreign debt is held by U.S. and Asian multinational banks, the risk of bank failures, U.S. investors just might want to remember the volatility we saw here in 2011 when it looked as though that crisis was going to spread across the Atlantic.
Yeah, so hopefully they will figure it out in Italy. Robin Farzad, host of the podcast Full Disclosure, thanks as always.
Always a joy. Thank you.